right now, it's time to check in with Dr. Ellen Kenner. You can hear Dr. Kenner right here on WVMT Sunday nights at 9 o'clock, and she joins us once a month on Charlie and Ernie. And good to have you back on with us. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you. Dr. Kenner, I think when we talked about Thanksgiving, we sort of, you know, touched on that a little bit. You know, this time of year, it can become very emotional for some people with whatever's going on in their lives. They think about some of their childhood memories, or even if you're married and you don't want to go to, you know, the in-laws or vice versa. There's a lot of that comes up, and how do you deal with it this time of year?
Well, the childhood memories can be a lot of fun. For example, when you think back to your own childhood around the Christmas time, what comes to mind? The fun stuff.
James Bond, briefcase.
Tell me about that.
Oh, man, loved it. You know, that's when James Bond first came out. It was like, you know, everybody wanted to be a secret agent. What about some of the demands, though, at this time of the year? The other day I was driving through Essex and looking at some, I don't know if you saw the house, Steve, but there's a house, I'm serious, there is a house that on the side in huge letters wrote Bah Humbug, and he's got a spotlight shining up. This guy's got some issues. I don't know how it came about, but he's in a neighborhood where some of the people go, should I say, it's like Disneyland, you know?
Oh, it's beautiful. So he's kind of putting his middle finger up at the whole neighborhood.
Exactly.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, but you know what? You're always going to find people who are contemptuous. Usually they don't have good self-esteem. They're not happy themselves, and they try to look at the beautiful materialism of Christmas, the joy, the happiness, as something very negative rather than as something emotional. I mean, people kind of make this division of it's either spiritual or it's materialistic, and that's entirely wrong. That the joy of your getting the 007, what was it, a little briefcase? Or the signed basketball.
Yeah.
Those are material things, but those are top values in our lives. You know, the toboggan is a top value. I love going tobogganing with my family, you know, all squishing on that toboggan and going down the hill. So people try to split those two up, and that's entirely wrong. That we live with materials. Humans can't survive without them.
But don't you think things have changed? I know from my childhood, I'm sure from yours as well, when you talk about, you talk about a toboggan, I talk about a 007 briefcase even if you were to figure in inflation, it probably costs $25 today. You know, kids are asking for Xbox 360s, Wii's, you know, these are $400 or $500 items. So things have certainly changed, and there's a lot of demands on the parents to provide these items. There's a lot of peer pressure in the schools, like, you know, Johnny's got a cell phone. How come I can't have a cell phone? So wouldn't you agree that there are more demands on parents today than our parents had?
You know, I think you're going to get it in every generation, but I know what you mean. And I think what I did with my children went to a school where the families were much wealthier than us at the time. And so my daughters, the kids were all getting the brand new bikes, I mean, top of the line bikes. And I looked at my daughter and I said, would you like to do something different? Would you like to earn your own bike? And then you won't have it as a gift. You will know that that bike is 100% yours. So she folded clothes. She did the dishes. And we had more fun. A bike with training wheels. So this is how young she was. And we went to a secondhand store and we got a $10 bike and she was in heaven. And she just felt so proud of that. And she could see the difference that being given something wasn't the same as earning it yourself.
Is this a good time of year to have that conversation with your kids?
It's not a bad idea that they can have, you can help them. I mean, when I've asked kids, you know, you get these adolescent kids that would come into my office and I'd ask them, you know, what do you love most about your parents? And they don't say that they give me a lot of things. They'll usually say, well, Dad feels real guilty having divorced Mom and had an affair, so he buys me a lot of things. And I take advantage of it. Kids know the game. Other kids will say, what I loved with Dad is he showed me how to cut wood. Fascinating. Not the gifts, but it's those personal moments together, those real dear moments that nobody can take away from you. It's not just giving an thoughtless gift.
Yeah, I wonder if my wife would appreciate that this year. I'm going to show you how to cut wood.
You know, Doctor, one of the biggest problems with Christmas today is I go back and look in the past years ago,
yeah,
is it's over-commercialized.
Yeah.
And that brings a lot to the table, too. That's well, why you see all the kids want these Xboxes, want
yes,
this, want
I think,
that.
I think that there are two problems going on here. I think that kids don't know how to gain self-respect, and parents throw
mm-hmm.
things at kids rather than teach them how to earn things. And then gifts are frosting on the cake, you know, a lovely gift from your parent, because you already have that self-respect. But to give gifts in replace of self, of helping the child earn self-esteem or getting out of their way so they can earn it, that's a mistake. The other thing is, if you imagine Christmas with no Christmas trees, with no lights on that street, with if you imagine the Bah Humbug Christmas with no Christmas wrappings, with no Christmas cards coming in, with no Christmas party, what the heck are we talking about? This sounds like a Christmas, a sacrificial Christmas. There's no joy in it. There are no Christmas carols. You know, what we love is the beauty, the materialism, no Santa Claus. Take away Clement Clark Moore's poem and you don't even have St. Nick. If you go back only about 200 years ago, they didn't celebrate the way we did. It was only when the Industrial Revolution really started to flourish and give people the time, free time and more money, that you had the invention of gift wrap.
Yeah.
And you had Santa Claus was an invention. You had, what other things? The Christmas Carol by Irving Berlin, you know, the music. And that's very different from the idea of Cotton Mather, who is a Puritan, who just said, you know, this is a quote from him, can you in your conscience think that our Holy Savior is honored by mirth? He takes away all mirth. That's what the Puritans do.
I think some of the Bah Humbug comes in because the Christmas season, the holiday season, has now become so long. I know you're in
yes.
Rhode Island, and
yes.
I'm sure you have a radio station in your market that starts to play Christmas music well before Thanksgiving. We have one here in our market, and
right after Halloween.
It's way too early. You continue to see they push all of the holidays. It's like you buy Easter candy in January. You know, Halloween candy comes out after the 4th of July. They continue to try to push the holidays.
That's
ran the holidays
we buy
down
it.
Yeah.
That's because we get excited about. You know, my husband and I are going on a vacation, and we started thinking about it a long time ago. Why? What does it give us?
Get away from the kids. I don't know.
Yeah. Our kids are grown, so
yeah.
Actually we're getting with the kids. When you get
older,
nice. You want to
nice.
Be with the kids
yeah. Yeah.
rather than away from them. When you start to live your vacation, like say we're not going to Hawaii, but let's say a couple plans a trip to Hawaii or to Cape Cod, and you start to live it, you imagine it. When you're really stressed out, you say, yes, but I'm going on vacation, and you imagine this fun time. If people use the holidays that way, and they start to think about the holidays in advance, and they're so excited about Christmas, there's nothing wrong with that. However, if people focus on duty, here's the Christmas season, got to get all the gifts, got to be with the in-laws again, got to do this. Listen to all the gutters. I have to, I should, I must, I
yeah.
need to. That totally destroys everything. That destroys Christmas. That destroys their happiness. That destroys their relationship with other people.
How do you take that out?
How do you take the duty out?
Yeah.
Listen, if I could do dutyectomies to everyone, I would love it. That's what I do in therapy. People need to know that they have a right to be happy. That they have a right to pursue their rational dreams. That doesn't mean the gambling and everything else that drinking to oblivion and destroying your marriage. It means pursuing your dreams. If you wanted to be a secret agent, go be a secret agent. If you wanted to be a basketball champ, go for it.
Go
you
for know. It, Steve.
Yeah.
It's the time constraints, though, Doc. You have Christmas parties,
yep.
From work. You have your
everybody's
Christmas
hugging you everywhere. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you know how to say, I would love this party, this one I'll pass on. Thank you very much.
Just don't pass on this part.
Yeah, I guess this will be our final year.
Oh, come on. That's not good advice, Dr. Kenner.
If you have fun with it, then it makes sense to have it. If it feels like a duty or a drag, then you need to rethink it. And maybe you can tweak it a little bit. I'm assuming this isn't applying to today's party because you guys have donuts going and the rest. Much better than donuts.
You think they're fun, and that's not the issue. The issue is that you have something. Something every day of the week, and you know you have your daughter's Christmas concert, and then a dance recital. You know, you have all of these things that that you want to go.
You're on overload.
Exactly, but it's not that I dread doing them. I think they're all fun. It's just the time constraints are tough.
If you plan for an overloaded period, then that helps. I mean, I've got clients that are on overload, and if they know that something's got to go because they're on overload and they're not enjoying anything, it obviously won't be your kid's dance recital unless you're like my father. I was a cheerleader in another lifetime, it certainly feels like now, but I was a cheerleader in high school, and my dad, who is passionate about the Red Sox, passionate about the Patriots, passionate about all sports, never came to my games. And that was okay with me.
So you really, at this time of year, you need to be able to say no and not feel guilty about it. You shouldn't feel guilty if you tell somebody, no, I can't come to your party, or I can't do this, I can't...
If you lovingly say, well, if you don't love the person, you're not going to lovingly say it, but if you said, oh, I hear how much you... I thank you so much for this invitation, and right now it's not fitting into my schedule. My guess is you've been on overload, too. That's what I'm on right now, and I'm trying to be good to myself.
And they may just say, don't worry about it, just send the gift.
Everybody relates to that. Everybody's on overload, and they may be resentful because you're not sacrificing the way they are, but that's their problem.
All right, before we break, Dr. Ellen Kenner with us this morning. Again, you can listen to Dr. Kenner Sunday nights here on WVMT at 9 o'clock. We talked about it at Thanksgiving, but let's bring it up again if somebody wasn't listening during our Thanksgiving show. Going away for the holidays. You know, you're married and you've got the tugging. You've got to go to mom's house on this side. You've got to go to the mom's house on that side. How do you handle that and have everybody happy? Or is there always going to be a loser in this case?
I think couple comes first. Husband and wife come first. That nothing should split up that bond. And so they need to have a discussion, an open discussion with each other, not trying to say, oh, that's okay, I can go to your mother's if you really want me to, because that, you know, the tone tells it all.
Yeah.
But if you sit down and say, what would make sense for both of us? Do we want some time for ourselves, or do we want to postpone that another week and spend time with your mom and dad? Well, your mom is such a pill, and the husband may say, yes, I agree with you. Let's limit the time, or let's just send her a card and get, you know, do something else. I love it when my clients are able to be true to themselves, and they said, you know, I never thought I could say no to my in-laws. I said no. I can't believe I did that. It feels great. I feel a little guilty, and then we talk about the guilt, and but they're honoring themselves. They're trying to hold on to themselves, which is very hard in relationships. But the alternative is to go to the in-laws and then to hold that resentment the whole year or the whole life. Made me go to your in-laws.
Yeah, but then if you don't go, do they hold the resentment for the rest of the year?
Couple,
like, oh, they didn't show up here.
That's where you need to know what trumps what. And I know you were talking about card tricks, so you mentioned that off the air. If the trump card is the couple, then the couple decides together what makes the most sense. What are your needs? What are my needs? How can we fit this in and maybe each give a little on it, you know, some compromise going on? But not let mom's needs, mother-in-law's needs, father-in-law's needs, you know, everybody else's needs. So bamboozle us that we can't make any decision. You never keep anybody happy that way.
What about who's got the best food? Just go there. You know, who's got the best Christmas spread? That's
sometimes, yeah. Sometimes, sometimes that's the value.
Well, Dr. Kenner, happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Oh,
to
have
you
a wonderful Christmas
and
party.
Your family.
Yes,
and
thank you, guys.
We'll talk with you in the new year.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Dr. Ellen Kenner this morning on Charlie and Ernie. Once again, you can listen to Dr. Kenner right here on WVMT Sunday night at 9 o'clock.